Welcome to the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show. Jeff Holland here with Coach Eric McCollin. Coach, we talked earlier. You showed flashes. I thought Schmidt looked really good. I didn't realize he was that fast. I thought he was really composed most of the night. Had some really good throws, and of course Ludwig. He was up there for player of the game as well. Hard kid to bring down. Run tough nose. Your defense looked good just about all night, but. Penalties maybe the story of the game for you.
You know it was, and we're still in that situation where we try not to talk about it. I mean, it's just kind of sometimes feels like making an excuse, but we're still trying to get some kids figured out in some positions when we're fighting that injury bug a little bit. And then we had kids ill, kind of gone from practice, and just when you miss those snaps, it just kind of shows that we put ourselves in some bad spots, which causes some of those penalty type issues. Our special teams, you know, I talked to Blankman early in the week about the pregame, and when we gave up that big punt return, that set them up to score right away. And we're just still trying to find ourselves a little bit. But like you said, I thought Ludwig played well. They were really blitzing. They had a great defensive package for us to combat our run. But Quentin still made some plays, and Ty did a good job. You know, he's still a sophomore. He's still kind of learning the offense a little bit on the varsity speed-wise, but he finally, I think, really grew up there when he pulled that and had a great touchdown run there to get us some points on the board.
He'd been looking to run, and we saw him run against South Central, and never really got to see him showcase that speed, but boy, when he broke that on the outside, that kid's got another gear.
Yeah, he does, and just getting him comfortable, you know, with the system and having that confidence, and that'll help kind of bring that up right here, because that's just a weapon that we need to make sure we can use and kind of take some pressure off some of our other guys.
And we actually get to call him by his right name. We didn't have to call him by the wrong name, so we saw he was starting, so that helps when you send down the lineup and we get to write the name in. When no injuries. See, we like that. With no injuries, I can keep up with them. But you know, to me it looked like in the second half you guys really in the first half were stuck with that long field most of the night. You just couldn't quite flip that field. You got it flipped in the second half. You had a few chances, just weren't able to capitalize enough to overcome that.
Yeah, you know, and that's, we were inside the red zone and we just made a couple too many mistakes and just kind of put ourselves where, like you said, we couldn't flip that field. And that just makes it kind of hard sometimes to feel comfortable enough to take those chances. We've got some young guys in some positions and guys not quite 100% yet. You know, but I thought at halftime we talked and that we were just good. I mean, we were giving them opportunities and times to be in things. They didn't do anything different than we thought. I thought our defense played very well. I know we gave up 17 points, but we really did play well, I thought, and made them try and earn every bit of it.
Well, and it really was a three-point game going into that last few seconds of the game. You were calling timeouts, and it looked to me like your guys just maybe ran out a little bit of gas in that last one. They were able to do some push, and they were just doing straight up the middle runs on you. And it's one of those deals where you can only hold so long.
Yeah, they were just, yeah, our guys did the best. We had our back up against the wall. Like you said, we burnt those timeouts to try and save ourselves some time. And I think, yeah, they scored with whatever, 15 seconds or something like that. So they had a great team. They had some great players, and we just kind of made too many mistakes and couldn't capitalize on some of our big plays to be able to finish like we should have.
Well, you got to be happy with the team. They fought the entire game. They were in it right up until the last few seconds from that final touchdown. But they also had flashes, and you saw flashes, some really good plays. There'd be some penalties that backed you up, but you got to be confident. If you can clean up those penalties, you guys are in really good shape.
Yeah, but some of those penalties is just kind of comes from being out of position, you know, and kind of reaching. And like you said, we just got to get better reps in practice, and be able to take those big plays, like you said. And yeah, Quentin had a big catch, I think, the one time, and reversed the field, and we had great momentum there. And then I think we made a formation mistake or something like that backed us up. The next thing we know, we're second and long, and we just couldn't kind of fight through those type of situations.
Well, a great effort put out by these Sac County Raiders. They're going to fall tonight 17-7, but they're starting district play next week. It all zeroes out, and you go from there. So good luck to you, and we look forward to talking to you more on the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show.
You bet. Thanks, Jeff.